it's a bitter pill to swallow, man. Guys really worked hard. I think I told somebody earlier, you know, kids have marked this one down on the calendar since this time last year, you know. And so to come out here and lose this one the way we did and not play our best offense, defense, and in the kicking game, you know, yeah, it's disappointing. But as I told those kids, you know, we're still where we want to be. Other than not having that district championship, we're still in the number one seed in the Division II bracket, and we're playing week 11, and that's a positive. So we have to regroup. You bet we got to regroup, man. It's a tough loss, but, you know, these kids are pretty resilient. They'll bounce back. You know, Monday we'll be out there ready to roll again, and we'll be looking forward to getting Richardson here next week at senior night.
Defensively, you guys had three interceptions in the first half.
First half we played really well defensively. And second half we didn't play poorly. We gave up a few big plays because of a missed tackle or we popped the blitz one way and they went the other way with it. You know, trying to force the issue a little bit. So I really felt like second half defensively we played pretty well. We just didn't get the turnovers we got in the first half.
Talk a little bit about Dayan Taylor's night tonight. He had two picks.
Tutu had a great night. You know, Tutu's played well for us all year long. He stepped up and done some things that we knew he was capable of doing, so we're really proud of him. He did a great job tonight.
Michael looks more confident in the pocket right now.
Yeah, he's, you know, you can see it. It's his progression week to week, his confidence coming back and, you know, just getting better a little bit each week. Still got to do some things and tighten some things up. You know, don't forget, you know, still sophomore, but he's getting better, and we're really proud of him, you know. And the other one that got in there tonight, we're glad hadn't been in the last couple weeks, is Trent. Trent's doing a great job, too. So, you know, we feel really good about where we're at quarterback-wise. We're youthful, and, you know, they've got to keep continuing to grow, continue to get better.
More receivers touched the ball than I noticed.
We spread the ball around a bunch. You know, D. Glover had a great night catching the football. Anthony Harris caught a few big ones. Michael Wright caught a couple really big ones. So, we tried to spread the ball around a little bit, you know, share the wealth.
And you guys do have playoffs to look at here.
Yeah.
You have a game against Richardson.
You bet.
What are your goals going forward here?
Well, obviously, same thing we've done all year long. We want to progress and get a little bit better each week. So, you know, we want to get better next week so that when we get to week 11, we're hitting on all cylinders that we've got. And so, you know, we've got to continue to focus on little things, got to continue to work our practices and get better each day in practice. See what happens next week, you know, against Richardson, and hopefully we can take it one step farther and be a little bit better next week.
And biggest lesson out of tonight's game?
Just perseverance. You know, this is not an easy one. You know, like I said, it's kind of a bitter pill to swallow. Guys really worked their butts off this week. We had a good week of practice. They were really focused and did some really good things. Just didn't get some breaks our way. We made some mistakes that we shouldn't have made, and it's a tough one. So resiliency. We're gonna have to bounce back from this one. Get ready to roll Monday. And, you know, it's one win, one loss. It's just one. It's not a whole season. So it's something. Our guys, they're gonna be a little upset tonight, but we'll be all right. We'll be back at it, getting after them. You know, next week.